This is Dr. Mejia, the 10 for the patient, Macomb Williams, medical records 148399, date of birth 19/1965. Referring physician is Dr. Edgar Cruz, procedure performed EGD. Secondary procedures, biopsy, state of the procedure, January 29, 2022. Indications, abdominal pain, heartburn, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, mild gastritis, number 2, esophagitis, LA class B. Number 3, polypoid mass between the first and second portion of the duodenum with duodenitis and inflammation of the tissue around it. Period, unable to pass the scope beyond first to second portion of the duodenum due to JFA stomach. Period. Multiple biopsies were taken per paragraph. Depth of insertion, D1, complications done immediately. Medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia, care per paragraph. Operative procedure, after info consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral decubitus position, periscope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, stomach, into the first portion of the duodenum. Examination performed upon withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored done during the procedure period, head flexion performed at the fundus per paragraph, unable to pass the scope beyond D1, period. It appears to be related to J-shaped stomach, period, paragraph. Findings of the pharynx appear normal. There's erythema and erosions in the distal esophageal system with late class B esophagitis. Biopsies taken, period, paragraph. Stomach malifuse, erythema in the antrum and body. Biopsies taken, H. pylori, period, paragraph. Duodenum D1 in between the first and the second portion of the duodenum. There's a polypoid mass, period. This is erythematous. There's some inflammation surrounding the tissue, period. Multiple biopsies were taken, period. I'm unable to pass the scope beyond that area, period. No signs of obstruction seen to the view of the scope, but I'm unable to pass the scope beyond that area, probably related to more to J-shaped stomach, though, period. Though multiple biopsies were taken, period, paragraph. Recommendations, 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, we'll start a patient on protonic 40 milligrams per daily. Next number, would order a CT scan of the abdomen to evaluate for obstruction. Period. This will be with oral controls and IV controls. Period. Patient is to follow up in your office in 3 to 4 weeks.